Now, 1.5 years after the Czech Republic's entry into the border-free Schengen zone, its citizens are still falling victim to discriminatory police checks on the German side of the border. That is what the Czech Interior Ministry insists. Now, the ministry is planning a system of retaliatory tit-for-tat measures in a bid to make German police change their tack. Rosie Johnston has more.
Allegations that German police are harassing Czech travellers on the German side of the border are nothing new. Last April, former Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek spoke out against the disproportionately high number of supposedly random checks that, he said, Czech citizens were falling victim to across the border. At the time, the German embassy denied the allegations. On Saturday, it said that nothing had changed. Here's what spokesman Sebastian Gerhardt had to say to Radio Prague back then.
The controls the German police does are strictly according to the regulatories of the Schengen Codex. And we do it, of course, on the basis of a random examination. Also, German citizens are included in these examinations. Therefore, we don't see harassment, but we see a necessary control in order to strengthen a space of freedom, security and rule of law within the European Union.
Over a year and several complaints to the European Union later, and the Czech Interior Ministry has had enough. The ministry's Šárka Mahotková says the German embassy has just got it plain wrong.
We do not agree with this statement because we know that German authorities rely on the Schengen Borders Code, but we think that certain parts of the code are not really applied in practice, in the meaning that we consider the checks carried out by German customs and police authorities as being equivalent to border checks. So we think that they are not only equivalent, but they are even carried out in a worse or even more strict than the border checks used to be carried out once the German-Czech border used to be the non-Schengen external border.
Over the past year and a half, the Czech Interior Ministry has received around 60 complaints from Czechs who said they were treated in a humiliating or demeaning way by German police. According to Šárka Mahotková, Czechs have been singled out by German police either by their number plates or when travelling on public transport. One such Czech is René Kmetjová, who was stopped when travelling to Germany this May with her 16-year-old stepdaughter.
There were Australians, there were Japanese, and of course lots and lots of Germans in the train. And the police opened the door to each compartment and said, "Are there any Czechs in here?" And when they didn't find any other Czechs, they came back to us and wanted to check our identity documents for the second time. So we showed them our passports and our ID cards again. They had already checked our backpacks, so they didn't do that, but this time they wanted to check our pockets. Then they went away. By that time, I didn't know where we were, so I asked them when we would get to Furtwängerwald, and they said we'd missed that stop.
According to Mrs. Kmetjová, this gave the police the idea to check her and her stepdaughter's tickets, which were only valid as far as Fort Invald. The pair were taken to a police station and detained for travelling with invalid tickets. It's this and other such stories which have prompted the Interior Ministry to act. They say new checks will come into place here in the coming months. Here's Šárka Mahotková again.
We have been waiting for a long time because we have been monitoring the situation, trying to negotiate with our German partners to find out the measures that would be acceptable and in full compliance with the Schengen rules from our point of view. So at some stage, or about a month ago, we came to the conclusion that there is no way how to ensure this balance in other ways than in applying certain measures. We have no other chance to hopefully try to find some change and to put forward some change on the German side of the borders.
The ministry won't say exactly what sort of checks they plan to introduce, but they hope that sooner or later such actions will succeed where dialogue has failed.
Thank you, Rosie Johnston, for that story.